Hey, all you listeners, before we jump into the podcast, I'd like to take care of a couple legal issues and a little forbearance of what you're about to listen to. Some podcasts are somewhat explicit and touch on some harsh topics when it comes to the mental health field. Listener discretion is advised. Also, for the legal purposes and the protection of our show and guests, we'd like to also remind you that all these stories that are shared by everyone on air are alleged events that have occurred. Please keep that in mind. And again, we enjoy having you here. So welcome and enjoy the show. Hey, everyone. Welcome to the show today. Please come in and join me. This podcast is an open door for those seeking a little hope that'll spark a fire. This is Spread Hope Like Fire. I'm your host, Tony the Beat. I bring this podcast to you every Tuesday and Thursday of each and every week. I'd like to mention that you can get this podcast several ways. iTunes, Google Play Store, SoundCloud, Overcast. You can even listen to it on YouTube. Tell a friend about it. Some of the ways you listeners can support this podcast is rate it, review it, Facebook it, Instagram it, Snapchat it, text it to a friend, Twitter it, Vine it, MySpace it, LiveJournal it, tell your mom, tell your dad. Wake up in one of your drunken slumbers and drunk dial your ex-girlfriend at 3 a.m. and let her know that you listen to this podcast. Let's get this bad boy going. Also, this is a listener-supported podcast, which means it's supported by lovely listeners like yourself. Be sure to head over to patreon.com/spreadhopelikefire. And now let's get into the show. Today, I am just going to be talking about some of the stuff I've been going through, which I know you love listening to. It's time to stop being polite and start getting real, as I'd like to say. If you know where that quote comes from, you had a really good childhood. So I finished finals last week. This week I'm starting summer term two, and I will be learning about psychopharmacology, which will be very interesting, and a topic that I do not find very attractive, for lack of a better term. It's child abuse and reporting and identifying and all that. I am very, very, I don't know the word for it. I'm very just, I think it's because I was child that was abused by my dad and suffered and suffers greatly from that lovely man's epic fail of a father. But I'm not talking about him today. I'm talking about my mom. My mom has done a lovely job raising me, or trying to. And so when I had mentioned on the podcast a few weeks ago about going through some crazy news, getting some crazy news, as you're listening to this, it's Tuesday, and I have taken my mom to the hematologist, a specialist that specializes in chronic lymphocytic leukemia. My mom went to her general doctor and they had done some blood work, and her white blood cell count had been up for years, and they just said it was normal. And so this doctor decided to run some further testing on the blood, and it came back that she has markers for this. It's called CLL for short, chronic lymphocytic leukemia. I don't even know if I'm saying lymphocytic right, but it's CLL. So we are probably at the oncologist. I said hematologist, but the oncologist specialist, finding out the results to see what's going on. And I'm probably losing it. But like I've always mentioned on this podcast, I have a faith that is guiding me, and a faith in God that is helping me helping me along the way, helping me accept what we call life and how we're living in this condition. I'm not trying to pass on any religious views to you. I highly, highly regard anybody's views religiously, politically, whatever it may be, to be important. And I do not judge what you view as important to you when it comes to religion or spirituality. I can't say that word, but don't tell no one. And whatever your higher power may be, God, I've learned through school that, you know, anything can be your higher power. The moon, the ocean. So whatever brings you comfort. Right now, I would like to ask those that do find comfort within God that you keep my mom in your prayers and pray that she doesn't have this CLL. And it was a shock. It came as a shock to me. It came as a shock to her of what she may have. As soon as I found out, I got on the internet like I did, like I always do. Like we all do. We go and we search out death, because every search result, that's what it leads to, death. When I'm sick, I'll search result like my stuffy nose, earache, pain in the head, and it all leads to death. So, you know, if I can give you one suggestion today, it's stop searching on the internet for what you have, because you're not going to find it. You'll just find death and misery. But, you know, right now, it's a hard thing. I went through some depression, some pretty heavy depression for 2 weeks. You may have been able to tell that through my voice. That's kind of why I stopped doing the videos, because you could tell all through my face that I was depressed. And this news just came on as a big shock. And I sat there crying, and I would like to acknowledge that I have one of the best fiancés in the world. I mean, she works really hard, and she has gone through so much, as I've told the story over and over about her mom passing away and her having to handle everything. And as soon as I got the news, I called her just crying, and she didn't know what to do. And so I had to calm down, and I called my sister and told her, called my brother and told him. And from that point on, I just sat in my room with my dog, and I was holding her, and we prayed, and we prayed for a very long time, because it was just me and her that were home, for some sort of comfort and some sort of understanding. And I know right now I'm saying that I understand it. I'm recording this on a Sunday, and you're listening to this on a Tuesday, and right now I'm calm, and I know that God has allowed me to stay calm for this amount of time, and I am grateful for that gift. I am also grateful for the gift that he has given me and my mom, and I'm also grateful for the gift of Shirelli, my fiance. As soon as she came home, just her coming in and giving me that hug, and me able to being able to cry with her. I know that I have found someone in my life that is going to be there and that I can count on. And it's amazing to know that all the stuff that me and her have been through, that we're still together and we're still fighting for our relationship every day. Relationships, after you hit a certain mark, we're going to be together 14 years. If my math is off, please forgive me. We've been together since 2004. So I 14 years. But I know that me and her are going to get through life no matter what. And I'm grateful to God for that. And for the longest time, we grew up as a family in a religion that I'm not going to ever mention what religion, but I'm just going to mention we grew up in this religion that it really kind of changed our perspective on God and everything else faith-wise. And we are now, as a family, kind of recovering from all of this and finding this comfort in God and finding this comfort that we all can live with and rebuilding this relationship that we have with God. And I find that to be so, so comforting. And I can see God working within our family, and I can see God doing these very strange things for me to see. Like there's things within my life that I thought would never happen, and they occurred. People coming back into my life that I didn't think would ever come back, but they're back in my life. And my mom and I didn't really have a good foundation for faith or God, and it was very scary. We've talked about death before and how we never knew where we were going. We never knew what was going to happen. We all just kind of, we didn't know. It was being kind of atheist to a certain extent. And if you are atheist, you know, I'm not knocking you. If you find comfort in that, that's your comfort. And for myself, and for especially my mom, she knew there was a God. I'm not saying we were atheists, but she knew there was a God, but we were both scared to die. I was so scared for her to die and not knowing where she was going. And now that we have finally, as a family, found this faith and is rebuilding our relationship with God, it's something that's so powerful between all of us, not as a family, but as for me, I'm speaking on a one-on-one level between me and God, that we have come to an understanding, and it's good to have him back in my life. And I know that he can get me through many things, even though sadly I doubt sometimes. I have that doubt. We all have that doubt as human beings that we can't get through that situation. We can't get out of bed. We can't go on. We can't look ourselves in the mirror. We can't do any of these things that involve looking at ourselves, inside of ourselves. But there comes a time in our life where we have to get up. We have to be able to look ourselves in the mirror, because that's who we are, is that person. It's hard to see our faults, to see our shortcomings and our pitfalls and our mistakes. No one wants to feel that they've made mistakes, but we all have. I've made plenty of mistakes. And once you come to an understanding that these mistakes, such as mine, doubting God, at one point I was straight up atheist. I didn't think there was a God. My God was Ozzy Osbourne. Everybody that knows me knows that. And now, actually having to sit down, I've gotten down on my hands and knees and prayed and asked for forgiveness and asked for understanding and asked for so many things that I know I'm forgiven. I'm welcome back into this relationship between me and God, and I'm welcomed back into this relationship without ever having to look back at my mistakes or my hurts or any of that I'm forgiven. And I think that's really cool. I think that is really, really cool that I have that now. And whatever you find that brings you that sort of comfort, go for it. It's not wrong. As long as you're not hurting anybody, you can be whatever you want. It's up to you. Don't let someone else tell you what's wrong, what's right. I'm a big believer in not talking politics or religion, because those are personal things, and you never get anywhere with anybody trying to convince them of your view, because that's your view. It's a personal view. So why try to convince somebody else's personal view? It's rude, really. And like I said, it's time to stop being polite and let's get real. That was the stupidest segue. I don't know if I'm going to keep that in there, but if I do, oh, that's going to be hilarious. Your personal views are your personal views, and respect that. Respect that as a human being and being part of mankind, that your views are yours and other people's views are theirs. And there shouldn't be any infighting as long as you're not hurting anybody. And so, as you're listening to this, I'd like to segue back into, I'm asking for everyone's prayers to God or good vibes or whatever it may be, that my mom doesn't have this CLL. And from the research that I have done, I don't know if any of you listeners are familiar with CLL. It's a good news, bad news situation. I've researched so much. I've researched the Mayo Clinic website up and down, trying to figure out everything, and articles. And so the good news is, well, the bad news is you have leukemia. The good news is that it's a slow leukemia. And on the bad news part, again, it's incurable. So, you know, it's something hard to, that is something hard to fathom, to understand, to wrap my mind around, that there's no cure for it. That's what really got me at the beginning of this all, was there was no cure. That, and I, right away it was like, oh, my mom's going to die. But that's really not the case. So the good news is it's very slow growing. It's something that most people live their whole entire natural life with, and they die of other causes. And it's treatable. It's able to be put into remission. There's very, very much hope that there will be a cure soon. I'm hopeful that whatever God's plan is, and I can put my hope in that God, my hope into God, that His plan is what it will be, and that whenever that time does come, when my mom does have to pass away, I know where she's going. She's going to go to heaven, and I find great comfort knowing that she's going back with God. She's going to go back with her dad. She's going back with our awesome Uncle Ben, who was Native American, Chumash Indian, and rode his horse up and down the San Ynez Valley when it was just straight up countryside. And that man was very strong. People within our family are strong. And I know that I've inherited that strength that we all have as Chumash. I lost my train of thought. So I know that my mom is going to be in heaven, and that God is going to take care of her, and that I can find comfort in her not being here physically, but with her spirit in heaven. I know that she's always going to be there, and that I will be joining her. I always joke, I may not fully get in through the front gate, but I'll have to have Missy, my dog, come open the dog door and squeeze in through there. But I'm getting in. Some way, I'm getting in. Talking to others really, really helps. And I was talking to Fabby. Hopefully you listened to her story about her mom. And her dad had recently passed away. And I shared the news with her about my mom might having CLL, leukemia. And we had talked a great amount about just how I felt, how she dealt with it. And it's so good to have support. It's so good to have your system in place of those close people. I used to be a person that I thought the best thing was to have so many friends and as many friends as possible. And that's not the case, because your true friends are the ones that stick by you no matter what. And there are going to be times where you're not friends with the same people throughout life, but there are times where you are friends with those people throughout your entire life. And I know Fabby's going to be one of those people. She's just that awesome, and she can put up with me for that long of that amount of time. So, we were talking about her dad passing away, and she said something that really grabbed me and shook me. So, as you kids say, I was shook. I was shook to the core. She had said that her dad passing away, that she was sad because she didn't get to tell him goodbye like her mom, but she had remembered her last day with him and how they would laugh and or how they laughed and joked around. And she said that she remembered the last "I love you, Dad," and him telling her he loved her. And she says, when it comes straight down to it, she said, I have to accept that my dad doesn't belong to me. He didn't belong to me. He belonged to God. She said, I don't even belong to me. I belong to God. And that made me think how awesome that is to know and to think and to feel that we have a person, a creator, such as God. I'm just speaking for myself that we have someone that loves us so much and that has done so much for us and that will always be there for us and that we belong to him and that we go back to him, that we all will see each other again. And that's what really shook me, kids. That's what really shook me. I'm a little congested, sorry, allergy season. But that right there, I swear, that just really got me. That got me thinking, and that got me reading, and that got my sister ended up bringing me a book over that really helped as well. And it's like God is working within my family, my friends, and myself, and my relationship, and God is just working his magic, his will, his power over us. And if you just stop and look, you'll see it. You'll see the little things that he does. You'll see the little things that he does in giving to us, protecting us. Like, just if you think about it, just think of all the things that he has protected us against that we don't even really comprehend or think of. Like changing our mind about going somewhere. It could have been something bad could have happened. That's just the way I'm thinking right now. I just wanted to share that with everybody. And again, I'm just asking everybody for prayers and for thoughts, good thoughts and vibes or whatever it is that you find your comfort in. And even if it is still Ozzy Osbourne, I don't knock you, man. He is one crazy man. And I love that guy too. But I just wanted to get out there today what was going on and where I am today. And just letting you guys know, because everybody knows this show is something that I started to be very candid about. And I hope I can come on Thursday and tell you everything worked out great and that my mom doesn't have CLL and that we're good and moving on here on out. So that's really, really what I wanted to accomplish today on the podcast, was just letting you know and sharing a little bit about my faith and my views and my hope that my mom is going to be okay, and letting you know that if you're going through the same thing or something similar, you too will be okay. We all make it through whatever is put in front of us, because if we didn't, we wouldn't be listening to this pretty epic podcast. So I like to throw it out there that I am looking for other guests to share their stories. I have some guests lined up, and I want as many people as possible to come on the show. We can Skype and do a podcast that way. Just get a hold of me through, you can email me. My email, tonythebeat85@gmail.com. That's tonythebeat85@gmail.com. let me know that you want to be a guest on the show and just fill me in on what you want to talk about, and we can have a little chat and put it up as a podcast. So let's just keep building this community and keep building support for one another. Oh, also, I started a Facebook group, not a group, a page. I don't know what you kids call these things. I'm getting old. I'm 30. I'm actually not really that old. I'm 32, I think. But yeah, head over to Facebook and look us up. It's Spread Hope Like Fire Podcast. And join the revolution. So I encourage everyone to keep sparking this fire that we have going on. And with that being said, I'd like to thank everyone for listening to today. I'm glad I was able to get this podcast up and out to you Tuesday. I hope I'm doing good. So if I'm listening to this on Tuesday, I kind of feel like Michael Scott when he was trying to figure out if Holly dumped AJ or not on The Office. So if I'm listening to this on the way home, I hope, buddy, that you're doing okay. I love you, and everything's going to be okay. This is weird because I'm talking to myself while I'm talking to myself, but everything will be okay. Just remember that, and remember that God has a plan for us all and that we will get through it. So I'd like to thank everyone for listening today, and I'd like to really thank everyone for the support. The show is getting pretty big. I've looked at the numbers, and I'm overwhelmed with excitement and gratitude for the amount of listening hours put into this show and the amount of listeners that have listened to this show through all different platforms. I encourage everyone to head over to patreon.com/spreadhopelikefire. Become a patron. There's different tiers. That the cheapest tier, just to help, it's a tip jar. That's what I think of it as, just a virtual tip jar. You can tip me $1, become a patron, help support the show, help keep this spark going that fuels this fire. And Thursday's show, we're going to end it with Michelle talking about the rest of her story about Route 91. And I encourage everyone to join us. I hope you've enjoyed the podcast so far. I've even got listeners over in Brazil, so I think that's pretty awesome. I don't know how to say what's up in Brazil, but what's up, buddies? So you can tweet me at TonyTheBeat85 on Twitter if you want to talk, or email me, TonyTheBeat85@gmail.com, and let's continue the conversation. So, thanks for listening to Spread Hope Like Fire. For Tony G, or Tony the Beat, I'm Tony the Beat. See you Thursday. Spread Hope Like Fire is a production of the Spread Hope Like Fire Foundation, a 501c3 nonprofit. As always, I like to remind everybody, the things that we discuss upon the podcast are not a substitute or a replacement for seeking treatment and getting professional help. If in fact you are struggling with your mental health, we urge you to please reach out to your community and see which professionals are accepting new clients and get that professional help and talking to that professional that you need. This show is intended as a educational and informational psychoeducation of the field of psychology. For Spread Hope Like Fire and Anthony G, I'm Anthony G, and we will see you later.